Are you ready? We're gonna just freestyle. You ready?
No.
All right, we're gonna freestyle.
I don't know
for reals this time.
In.
Here we go.
This is not gonna end well.
No, it always ends poorly.
Podcast time.
Time to make a podcast, and then we will podcast
everyone, and then it'll be fun. Podcast time. Everything is
everything.
Oh, sorry. You go, Keith. Actually,
podcast with you.
Okay, that was good.
Was it? No.
Wait, so gather up your cords, put them on the floors. That's why you'll have fun. Podcast time. Everything is garbage, but it doesn't have to be. One.
Hey! I know who I want to take me home.
It's this the podcast. Everything is garbage, and it doesn't have to be.
I know who I want to take me home.
It's the podcast. Everything is garbage, but it doesn't have to be.
It does.
Take me home.
I'm in hell.
Wow.
Literally hell.
What an incredible theme song. Thank you so much, my two co-hosts, for playing that on the instruments that are needed to play that song.
So practiced.
What we did.
It was good.
Rehearsed.
You could tell.
On point.
Because it was so good.
Because of the way it is.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. It is everything is garbage, but it doesn't have to be. My name is Addison. I'm with my two co-hosts today, sitting in chair number two, because I am chair number one.
Ugh.
It's just that's how you break it down.
Is it?
We have Sam. Welcome, Sam.
Oh, hi. But I'm chair number two.
Why chair number two?
Obviously,
this,
you're chair
this
number
feels
two.
I mean,
no, you're
incredibly
the worst
it's clockwise.
You're the worst chair.
This is hurtful.
Obviously,
this is Sam. Works with everyone here, as will pretty much everyone here, and it'll only be listened to by people who work with us. Sitting in chair number three, Keith. Welcome,
this
Keith.
This is hurtful. Chair number
he's
three.
Third in our
great.
Hearts.
Well, that's also accurate.
Number three is a prime number. Let's just do facts about three.
For the rest,
three is the third number in the alphabet, which is interesting. When you spell three,
wait,
if you actually spell
sorry,
three,
could you repeat
it's
that?
The only number you, that you can you... spell only with the number that is being used. And that's kind of fun, I think.
I don't know what that means. Can you...
are you having
Greek,
a stroke?
Three is d.
I don't
think
that's
which
true.
Is very interesting.
I don't think that's true. I can't back it
up. And in Spanish, three is actually trees.
Which sounds
a lot like three, which is actually where it came from. So welcome, Keith.
Keith. Chairs
it's,
number
it's great to have you here. If you don't know threes. Keith, actually, if you don't know any of this, this is all coming from the now defunct Atatoast Gaming. Turns out I liked fucking around more than I liked playing games. So
it shows.
Here we are. It does show.
Everything is garbage.
And now this one does not show because it is an all audio format.
Well, that's much better.
Now, that's
like that.
When it's all audio,
like
that means
that
you
all.
Don't have to include video.
But wait.
And maybe you didn't know that either.
I didn't. Thank
so,
you for the education.
But
you may recognize Keith from such classics as Jumper, the video
God.
Game.
You played Jumper?
I suffered through Jumper.
Oh, Sam, if you
Jumper.
Haven't seen Jumper.
I think
oh,
I saw it in your like
ooh,
single slice collection.
Oh,
it hurt my
that
soul.
Was so good.
It was
basically just
good.
Ryan and I fucking around, and we made Keith play the game.
It
for
was an
three
Iron
episodes.
Maiden of a game.
Like a solid hour.
It's just like real bad, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Atatoast Gaming / Jumper. You can check that out. But that's not what we're doing here. Today, we're going to hang out. We're going to play some games. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to get through it. And it's going to be a good time. So welcome to episode 2 of Everything is Garbage, but it doesn't have to be. So right now, we're going to play a YouTube game.
Oh, no.
That I have
yikes.
Created. This will be
oh,
the first time
oh,
that we've ever played
it. It's going to be really good.
It's going to be called, now I thought about this last night, but I have to make sure that I get it right. It is 2-word YouTube word search. 2-word YouTube word search.
Okay.
See if you can do it.
2-word YouTube word search. Because I'm not a baby.
2-word.
2-word YouTube word search.
Oh, a little bit of word.
Made it through.
2-word YouTube word search. Two word YouTube you word. Two word YouTube you search.
Two word YouTube word search.
Two.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Two tubes. One boobs.
Careful.
You search.
You search.
You search.
I would never search a single boob.
You search
boob.
One boob to search. Turd. Anyway, so the way that this game goes, and if this fails, that's fine. It's all brand new.
And garbage.
The whole point is that
have to be.
Two of us are going to know the video, and one person is not going to. Hi, Toby. He's up in my lap again. We'll just see how this works out.
Poorly.
The person who has to guess the video that we're going to play is going to choose a word. That is going to be the first word in the search. The remaining two people will choose the last word of the search. So we are searching two words into YouTube. Word search.
Two word YouTube word search.
Faster. Say it with me.
Two word YouTube word search.
Oh!
Fuck.
This and that's the game. All right, we're moving on to the
and
next
that's
game.
That's the game, just the word search. Okay,
so
cool.
If I were going to say, okay, my first word is potato, you guys would discuss and figure out a word that comes after that. We're going to play just the audio of the very top searched video, and then before the video ends, the other person has to guess what the other word was that you searched.
Hmm, okay.
You don't have to actually critique the game. It may sound like that
I
am
like
actually
I was doing
offering
that.
Up. I'm like, and what do you think about that?
I made
that?
Literally a sound.
Mm.
It was,
Now, again, with that all audio format, you miss out some of the subtle facial features of the that came with that.
Hmm.
She was actually flipping both fingers. She was like, yes, both index fingers. As if to say, touchdown, this game is going to be gold. Now she's giving me one loser sign and one reverse, I want to say it's Waluigi?
It's paper football.
It's
goal.
Paper football.
Did you never play paper football?
No, I don't really sports, but
we're
going to...
That shows that you don't really sports. You don't have to tell everybody. Well, I guess they can't see you, so it's fair.
Yeah.
A description
it's
would good be
good. It's good to have a call-out.
That's true. I guess if you had to describe just my physical appearance, what would you say? I'm going to go first. You
Sam?
Just tell me where I go wrong.
Ooh,
I have a head.
What did we say?
I have a head. Anyone? Okay.
Incorrect.
I have a body.
You have two.
I have a body attached to the head.
Accurate.
That body is ripped.
Yikes.
Wait. Two truths and a lie.
Ooh,
I have a head.
Wait.
I have one body. That body is ripped.
Ripped. That's the
Which
lie.
Which one? That's
I
the
think,
lie?
I think.
You're actually incorrect.
Oh.
I think we need proof.
They're
I
actually
think
all
the
truths.
Rest of this podcast
they're actually
with
all
the shirt
truths that
I
actually
I ripped,
did play.
Like maybe I'm not very smart. But
and maybe I'm not
I
very
really
humble
smart,
either,
but
I actually
am
smart and pretty
humble.
Okay. So the first word that I am going to search is going to be pineapple. Pineapple.
Careful.
And I've decided just one of you chooses the other word because it's way too hard for you guys to discuss.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Keith, go ahead.
Okay. Keith will go.
I want to see the other word, though. It feels important for me
right,
to know.
And then
and
so
no one
once you
know.
Do that, press play on the top video, and whoever gets their word fastest out of all of it. Don't like that look that he just made, which was like, how the fuck did you get that from here?
I said
no
careful.
Idea.
I said pineapple. I said
you don't
careful.
Get to scroll. It's got to be top video.
Top video.
Top yeah, video.
So she's trying to guess the title or the other.
I am trying to guess
the other
the
word.
Other word.
Oh.
Now technically, you put in that, so we could make it a competition where both of us try to guess
nope,
the top word.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Never mind.
Oh my God, Keith,
interesting.
What did I say? Hashtag careful.
Uh oh.
And that's an ad.
I love ads.
Oh, that's right. This is all the way down.
Capitalism.
Fly by ballooning. Seen it, covered it. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. And that's the game, actually.
Yo, so I usually don't get into drama or
uh-oh.
Say stuff about other people, but ooh, let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
This girl, Danielle Bogoli, said I got a pineapple head. And I'm not cool with that. It hurt my feelings. So I'm about to strike.
I'm going to make a guess and
Let's
say
go.
Pineapple head?
Yep.
All right. Hey, how many seconds in am I?
About 20.
That's 20 seconds in. Pineapple Head. Wow. I mean, that's the score to beat right there.
It's not even in the title.
That's an absolute
It just pops
banger.
Up and I'm like, Zach Clayton, how about that? Danielle Bregoli just hey, tracked. I'm like, oh, what?
Pineapple Head. All right. So we're learning the intricacies. We're learning the
what's that careful. Word?
Ins and outs of this
nope.
game.
Nope. Try it again. Try it again.
The ins and outs. Wait. So, Keith. So now, score to beat is 20 seconds.
You choose the first word.
Keith is going to choose the first word. And then Sam is going to put in the second word.
Okay.
All right.
Keith, for the audience, what word did you put in?
Oh, right. That's
just
important.
Put in.
Sonic. Yeah.
Sonic. Ooh. There's a lot of Sonic fan fiction videos out there.
Oh, I didn't even... Oh, Addison. Oh, no.
I'd like to suggest the word turgid.
Yikes.
But at the same time... I feel like I just gave it away.
No, I picked a word.
You picked a word? Yeah. All right, show me.
Okay.
All right, interesting. Here we go.
Add first, maybe?
It oh. might... Is this... This is it?
Who lives in a pineapple?
No ad.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
What would bring Sonic into this?
Interesting.
The video.
Oh no.
Oh my god, it's insane.
Oh no.
Best decision.
Oh no, there's more. Oh wow, this is a long video.
Candy bar. Liar, liar, plants.
Oh no, it's like YouTube poop.
Pants on fire, Patrick.
I mean, I'm just going to guess like square pants?
No.
On shore to you.
No.
Good.
Okay, you are. Oh boy, somebody spent a lot of time on this. You are close.
This is like the
Sonic, SpongeBob.
No.
Like?
Maybe we ought to tell our guy about the phony imposter.
It's a whole wow. What? Let me tell you what I'm looking at. This isn't gonna help you, Keith, but it. I'm forced to tell everyone else. I am looking at somebody. Who has reskinned a SpongeBob episode in the shittiest Flash animation for Sonic characters.
I hate this chair.
They have a Sega Game Gear up on the screen right now.
Oh, God. Hedge pants?
No.
Why would I put in hedge pants?
I don't know.
What's the common denominator there, Keith?
Like...
Out of the two things you just said.
SpongeBob?
No.
No.
Out of the two guesses that you had.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Okay, and what's the one you just said?
SquarePants?
Okay, what's the common
Is
denominator?
It just pants?
It's pants!
Pants!
Good
Sonic
job.
Pants gave you that?
Yes, what's Sonic his, Pants.
Oh, God!
What's his time?
2:03.
That's a nightmare.
2:03.
Yeah,
wow.
The video is called Sonic Bob Hedge Pants.
Sonic
oh,
Bob.
I regret many things in life. This is now one of them.
All right, so Sonic, not a good starting.
Absolutely not. Oh, God.
Oh, no, now I'm stressed. Now I don't know what to put.
All right, you have the benefit of going last, so you kind of see what happens. For the most part, the word has been said within like the first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I guess technically.
First off, it was Pineapple
been,
Head.
They've all been vaguely SpongeBob related.
Is it a theme?
I guess.
Or is it supposed to be a SpongeBob game?
This I
is
actually,
this the theme of
sorry,
the episode?
This is a SpongeBob game.
The word I'm choosing is Sandy.
Okay.
All
right.
I heard it's a SpongeBob game and I want to play along.
Okay. So. It's now a SpongeBob game. What word I am currently picking?
Oh, careful though. Yikes.
So
yikes.
We are going to Okay. Here we go. I have input my word. The first word
Keith.
Is Sandy. We're going to see what this does. Let's make sure that we get an ad for Hyundai in there.
Mm.
Hyundai,
the tastiest car
taking
the
you places.
Like the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, chicos. Bienvenidos a la cocina de Sandy. Hoy vamos a hacer lemon pie. Con un montón de truquitos que no te los puedes perder. Los ingredientes son los siguientes. 200 gramos de azúcar. 200 mililitros de limón exprimido. Tiene que ser natural.
That's true. 4
yemas de huevo, 60 gramos de maicena, una cucharada de vainilla, medio litro de leche. Y por otro lado tenemos 240 gramos de azúcar común.
It is a cooking video.
Las 4 yemas. Y la base de la tarta, que si no la sabes hacer, la podés encontrar en el canal de la cocina.
Is it Sandy Pineapple?
Bueno, lo primero es not.
You would do that though.
No, that would be amazing though.
Oh, you fool.
You have to use the next word that somebody else did.
Muy rica.
What are they cooking?
Vamos a poner el azúcar en un bowl.
What are they
de
cooking? You don't think that'll give it away? Maybe from my keyword? Let me look.
It's some kind of food.
So this
then.
This whole thing, it still follows the same pattern. So I'm going to play the video again because I think you were laughing and you missed it. Okay. So here it is from the beginning.
Hola chicos, bienvenidos a la cocina de Sandy. Hoy vamos a hacer lemon
pie. Oh, is it Sandy's kitchen?
Con un
no.
Montón de truquitos que no
you
te
literally just
explicar.
Talked over it.
She says cocina.
200 gramos de azúcar. 200 mililitros de limón exprimido. Tiene que ser natural.
Well, now you have to back it up again.
Oh my god. Well, I can't keep doing this.
Well, I don't care. So,
Sandy, hoy vamos a hacer lemon pie con un montón de
truquitos.
Hola, chicos. Bienvenidos a la cocina de Sandy. Hoy vamos a hacer lemon pie.
Oh,
con un montón
is it
de
Sandy Lemon
no
or Sandy?
It's Sandy Lemon.
Can you read out that title for us real quick, Addison?
Sorry?
Can you read out the title of the video for us real quick?
I would love to.
Oh, God.
Lemon pie y secretos de meringue receta casera de tarta de limón posteras fáciles y rápidos.
And
I would love to change
Hispanic,
that to you.
Speakers, we would like to apologize formally and informally.
We would like to say lo siento.
We would not.
Is that right?
No.
What does that mean?
Yes, that does mean I'm sorry, but
perfect.
It's going to make anybody who hears it sad immediately.
Sure.
Yep.
Why don't I read the top comment? Sandy, la semana pasada vi tu video de la empanada de pollo y tuve que probarlo ya que nunca la había hecho a tu manera. Con solo decirte que con empanadas me quedo corta. That's enough.
Is it a long one?
Salud.
Yikes. Sandy Lemon.
All right. That's how you play. Two-word YouTube word search.
Two-word YouTube
word
search.
You finally got
search.
It right.
We did.
You did.
We'll discuss how that went in the break.
Why did you say wheel?
How do you pronounce that word? Try again.
There's no H in there.
Wheel?
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 What's on a car? There are four of these on a car, and they make the car go forward.
Rounds.
Moving on to break.
All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks.
Yeah. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home.
All right, welcome back. We had a fun little break where we talked about Wi-Fi passwords. Keith, do you want to tell everyone?
No,
well, actually, that undermines the entire thing.
It
yeah.
does.
All right. Well,
solid lead in.
Loved
it.
On the off chance.
All right. And we're back during the break.
We didn't talk about anything. Podcast time. When we have a podcast, we know we can't sing it the whole time
or at all.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to move on to our next segment, and this segment is going to be called Now Ask Me Anything.
Oh, no.
This is
so
one that
excited.
I have maybe brought up to either of you. Sam seems to know it, but not Keith. So I'm going to explain what this segment is. We are going to go on Reddit, and we're going to find Reddit AMAs. Two of us are going to ask the third person questions from that Reddit AMA as if they are that person. From these questions that we are asking, the person who is being asked needs to surmise the title of the Reddit AMA or, you know, who they are. So if I was like, oh, my God, what was it like working with Gerard Butler and Gamer? I mean, it must have been. It won't be that easy. And I can't remember who was with Gerard Butler.
Name one person who also starred in Gamer.
I think it's Guy Pearce.
The villain?
Yes.
Who is the lady?
I don't remember the lady. Aww. That's who I was going to try to go for.
Wow.
But I can't remember. So anyway, that's how it's going to go. All right, we're back. We all have some questions here. We're going to just launch right into it.
So we're starting off, who wants to start off?
We're going to find some good ones, and then we'll be right back.
You're going to go. You're going to answer.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because we already have
your response. So Keith and Sam are going to ask me Reddit AMA questions, and I'm going to try to figure out who I am.
All right, you go first.
Who I am inside.
That was pretty good. What are your plans now that your life has peaked?
Oh, my God. I mean, after this, what else is there, honestly? Like, you've already ascended to the top of the mountain. And from here, I mean, I might go kill myself because there's really nothing else after this. This seems, has been my whole life goal.
Yeah, yeah, I can totally understand that. But real quick question for you. Have the X-Men tried to contact you yet?
Oh, God. You know, they haven't. Actually, I really wanted them to. Yeah. And it seems like it should have gotten back to them that I was able to do this. But, you know, sometimes things don't work out in your favor.
Oh, struggle bus.
True or false? Are you also the person who got the USB to go in on their first try? Look, just keeps going.
That was not me. That was actually Marcus Wright. He was amazing. I was there actually with him, and him doing that inspired me to do this.
Perfect. Just real quick, what does it feel like to have reached the pinnacle of human development? Also, so are you sad that it can only go downhill from here?
I am sad that it can only go down. I don't know if you heard my earlier question. I plan on killing myself after this. Pretty much immediately. Mm-hmm. I actually... a lot of people don't know that we're holding this conference in a two-story building. I'm going to wrap this cord around my neck and jump out the window.
Yikers.
Pretty sure that'll be enough to snap the old necky poo.
Doesn't sound like it. You're a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, there's nothing more to life than this.
What kind of training did you do for this event?
A lot of flexibility, I gotta say that. You know, a lot of push-ups, a lot of strength training, a lot of weightlifting. You just have to be in peak physical condition.
That makes total sense, honestly. So what did you have for breakfast, and what do you wish you had?
Oh, God. I mean, I had a big bowl of Wheaties. Because Wheaties are the breakfast of champions. Mm-hmm, and what do I wish I had? I mean, probably a grapefruit on the side.
But, you know, can't always have it the way that you want it.
I just didn't have a grapefruit in the house. I ate my last one yesterday.
That
so.
Checks out. Mm. Sure, totally. Wow.
Can I shower with you?
Hop on in here, bud. I'm taking a shower right now. Golden shower.
Is it possible to learn this power, and how can I go about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, step one is just to believe in yourself. And step two is then just to do it. Mm-hmm. There is a step three. I forgot that one. But then step four is profit.
Always.
Because you're going to have to at that point.
Yeah, you gotta. Totally.
When you peed in the shower, was it warmer or not?
When I peed in the shower, was it warm?
Warmer.
Warmer.
Or warmer.
Or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was warmer.
One more question for you here, bud. What advice do you have for amateur and up-and-coming monofaucet hopefuls or those looking to break into the scene?
You know, you got to look back and you got to just... it's about yardage and it's about making those big plays. I knew that Jesus was on the field with me that day. And so,
Jesus, take the field.
And, you know, I think that's all there is to it.
Definitely.
So Addison, what are you thinking this is about?
Who do you think you are, friend?
So the second question, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was like, what have you done? Like, what are you thinking? No, have the X-Men contacted you?
Yeah.
I have read this AMA looking for another one. I cannot for the life of me remember what the fuck it is.
Okay, does this question help you? What did you do with all of your extra time from not having to stand there adjusting the knob?
Yes. I thank you. I
when you peed the shower.
Wow, can I shower with you?
So what's amazing about it is that I was able to have the extra time to actually go out to the store and pick up a grapefruit for that breakfast.
Oh, perfect.
But it's not every day that you get into the shower and get your temperature settings exactly right on the first try.
Perfect. I mean, yes.
It's not every day.
Surely it's not every day.
Oh my God. I was
when you let in with the golden showers, I'm like,
oh my,
he must know what I'm asking next.
Oh my God.
Wow, can I shower with you?
Okay. Yeah, now of course, listening back, There were a lot of hints, but up until that point, no idea. So who wants to go next?
Keith?
I guess I'll go.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I got yours
pulled
up. Keith
is going now. Let me find it. I forgot which one it was, but that's okay, because I will pull it back up. I will be in my scent.
Give me
there
this.
It is. There it is.
Sure.
Oh no.
Oh, this first question. I'm into this. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Nope. Currently a passenger on the struggle bus.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, Keith. Thanks so much for coming in today. I mean, it's just you've been making a lot of waves recently. So I just it's great to. I know you're probably really busy. So thank you for coming in.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
With that in mind, we'll just hop right into it. Sam, you've got a launch.
Yeah, I'm
off.
Ready. Yeah, I got the first question for you here. Did you touch yourself afterwards?
Only a little.
Only
I mean,
a little.
It would have been inappropriate otherwise.
Right. Well, one might say that it's inappropriate at all times.
Always.
At least in this context.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. What's your favorite type of cheese?
Cheddar. Cheddar mostly, yeah. Mm. A little bit of provolone on the side.
What do you
cheddar.
Like that on mostly?
Crackers.
Just crackers. That's mm-hmm. good. I get it.
All right. Over here again. So what do you get for that?
Mostly just the feeling of a job well done.
Mm-hmm, I can understand that.
I
totally.
Agree. Yeah. I totally
a lot of work
get
goes
that.
Into that. Yeah.
Not really a question, but congrats.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is a question. Are you circumcised?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay.
Can you tell us, what are you going to play now?
Not sure. Possibly football.
Possibly football.
It's a natural to go from mm-hmm. this to football, so I can understand that a lot. What's your build, bro?
Mostly it's a Zerg hatchery first, followed by spawning pool into anything Terran.
I get it. Yeah.
Yikes.
Mine's a little bit different, but I won't bore you with it. So
that's good, because we are already bored. Back over here, just really quick, just want to lead with, it's not that hard, get good. And on to my question, how does it feel?
Very good.
Very good, okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah, there
I've
it is.
I've gotten good.
Having beat it, do you really think it's the hardest game ever made? I've beat all of them multiple times, and I think they're less hard and more punishing.
I mean, I think to the people who are saying that it's not the hardest game, I think that they're elitist and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, beating Dark Souls for the first time is definitely the pinnacle of human achievement.
It sure is.
It sure is,
Keith.
Bud.
Thank you so much. Okay. It's technically Dark Souls Remastered, but... Good job.
Oh,
well done, Keith.
My next question was, what's your middle name?
That's what... Or how about, that is so sad, Alexa played Despacito.
I was so confused and thought you were talking about, like, cheese for a long time. I'm like, putting it like, all right, cheese, what's going on? Get good.
I mean, literally, it's just like there are just people.
That StarCraft reference. Thanks so much for the StarCraft build.
That was the first thing that came to mind with build.
Yeah. I mean, they got you in the ballpark at least.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sam. This one's yours.
Oh no. Okay.
All right, Sam. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh my god, you're so welcome. I'm really busy, but like, I mean,
yeah, no. Oh my god. If this had happened to me, I swear I would be left and right. Same. Just,
I mean, just absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, okay, it's actually pronounced Sam. I'm gonna take it right off the bat. just first thing. I mean, I'm just. Are you gonna do it again soon?
Almost. Certainly. Yeah. Felt so good the first time. I figure I better just try it out again.
Mm-hmm. Of course it did. Yep. I think everyone here understands that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did it live up to the hype in your mind?
Definitely. Yeah. I was a little nervous, you know, that I'd get there to the finish line and be disappointed. But mm-hmm. I was right to be hype. I was right to be excited. And when I did it, it was great. It was perfect.
Yes.
Loved it.
Of course. Look, this is not, it's technically a question, but I gotta say it. Fucking sweet, right?
So fucking sweet. I felt so good. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fucking sweet.
Did anything else happen?
A couple other things. I don't want to go into detail, though. It's a pretty boring experience, if I am super honest.
Hmm. Uh-huh. That's fair.
But a few other things did happen. They were good things.
I'm almost 19, and I still haven't gotten there. So congrats from the other side, my brother. I hope to join you soon. Not really a question, sorry. Just, you know, just sending you positive vibes.
Perfect, yeah, do love to hear that. Always love hearing from somebody who is younger than me.
That is true. That is very accurate.
From the other side. And you know, guy, you will get there someday, I believe.
Wow, that means a lot coming from you.
Perfect,
appreciate
I'm so
it.
Glad.
Was it under or over the, you know?
we're going to go with over. Yep, I'm gonna just say it with confidence. We're going with over. It was
sure.
Over. It was over.
What did you think of the texture?
it was really weird. Kind of soft at first, and then not as soft.
Interesting.
I guess that checks out. Sure.
Did it feel like a bag of sand?
Oh, when I touched a boob for the first time?
That's right.
Yeah,
when you touched a boob.
It
yeah.
It did feel a little bit like sand. yep.
It was soft at first, and then it was hard.
I guess right at the front.
Yeah.
Might be, yeah. And it's amazing that you're 20 and you touched a boob for the first time, and so we can ask you anything. But I just have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real question that people aren't asking.
Mm-hmm.
How many cup holders should a car have?
Two, always.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem, anytime.
I hope you can get there.
I'm off to touch more boobs, I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Oh, man, I get it. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with our final segment right after this. Thanks. Welcome back. We're about to launch into our final segment. This is Everything is Garbage, but it doesn't have to be. This is the only repeat segment we've done so far. It's the episode 2. I finish off the first episode with this segment. Nobody's heard the first episode except for the other two people that were here, Ryan and Blake.
Makes sense.
They have no idea what's coming right now. Sam and Keith do. But this is a segment that I like to call RPG ASAP. We are going to play a 20-minute RPG. No dice, no character sheets, no reference material.
Oh, dear.
None of that stuff. We're just going to launch right into it. And whatever you guys say goes. I'm going to be making skill checks with a D20. But for the most part, we're just going to launch right into it, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
All right.
Fuck it up.
Sam,
mm-hmm.
You are a rogue, level
out.
20 rogue. Okay. What is your name?
Princess Flatpants.
All right. PF. PFP or PF for short.
I go by Flat
Flatty. Keith, you are a mage. What is your name?
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs.
But spelled S-A-K-S.
Sure, it won't come up. I promise. All right, so we have Princess Flatpants the Rogue. Flat or fat?
Flat, obviously.
Princess,
obviously.
Don't be
Princess,
rude.
Sorry. Princess Flatpants the Rogue and Goldman Sachs the Mage.
You can call me Flatty Patty.
Flatty Patty is good.
first name.
So you two have been traveling together for years. You know each other very well, and you take on sort of odd man jobs.
Old man and Flatty Patty.
So there are two twin princes. Are you an actual princess?
No.
Okay. It's just in,
is that your first name?
In yes. name alone.
Oh, okay.
It's all my right. first name. It's my given name. I gave it to myself when I was born.
There are sense. Two twin princes who rule over half of a kingdom.
Or do they just in total rule over half of a kingdom?
Technically, the king rules over the entire
Everything,
kingdom.
He's the king.
But he split up his kingdom and let the two princes rule over both of them.
Okay.
Berlin.
He's on his way out, and he's not quite as attentive as he needs to be anymore. So it's more kind of in stature.
Can I
anything.
Kill him?
Hang on. Oh. You've made friends with one of the princes, not princess. One
That's
of the
me.
Princes. His name is Princess.
fuck.
His name is also Princess, but it's not going to come up.
So he's Prince Princess.
So he's Prince Princess. It's just a common first name.
Captain
Vornin. Prince Vornin is your friend and ally. You've helped each other out many a time.
Are
he
we on
was
first
there.
Name basis or?
Yeah, you just call him. Well, it's like a it's like a sports team sort of thing where
oh,
you call somebody by their
only.
Last name. So you call him Vornin.
Oh, so it's
Vornin.
Only like if you're intimate, you call him Princess.
Yeah, if you're being very intimate, you call him Princess.
Can I roll to seduce him?
Not yet.
Can I?
So the other prince,
we'll tag
the evil twin, we'll say, just to start off, is Prince Horus.
Feels like railroading. But...
Prince Horus okay. is, we have 20 minutes. There's going to be a lot of railroading.
We'll go then.
Prince Horus is a evil prince, and he has been taxing his people heavily. He's been sending out armed guards into his territory, and he's just been a general menace. He's very cruel, and nobody likes him. So, because of that, all of the patrons of the kingdom are flocking over to Prince Varnin's side. Which is putting a bunch of strain on resources and stuff like that. You know, it's got to stop. So Prince Varnin has tasked you with removing Prince Horus from his position. He's not opposed to murder, but he wants to make sure that it doesn't make him a martyr. So whatever happens, he needs to be removed for power and then have somebody else take his place, or preferably Prince Vernon step Varnin. Vernon.
I feel like I should point out you
matter.
Started with Vornin.
Vornin, that's fine. Is if it starts with V and ends with N, then you know, buddy, I'm your friend. So we're going to just that'll be the prince.
How handsome is Horus on a scale of like 1 to 10?
Horus is very handsome. In fact, on a scale
rock,
of 20
for dibs.
On a scale of 20, he is.
He's a 16.
Oh,
so an 8 out of 10.
Rock paper scissors for dibs.
We'll let him choose.
You arrive at the masquerade. Excellent. You have
My
laid
favorite.
All the groundwork to get there through legal means.
And Horus's masquerade, right?
You, this is Horus's masquerade, correct. It takes place in the pulpit of a tower?
Yikers.
No?
I don't think so.
Wrong
think
words?
That's
okay.
church-related.
Yep, pulpits
it's not
are
there.
Church-related.
Okay, so it's in a tower, so it's very high up.
The top of a tower? You could just say top. You
it's like the
twat.
Middle. So... You're there by legal means. People know you by your aliases that you have come up with, but people will not be surprised to see you there. So you're not
well,
sneaking
we're also
around.
Wearing masks. So.
Sure, everyone is wearing masks, but
mine is of an otter, and I'm very tall and lanky.
Yes, they call you the tall otter.
Do they? Because I'm pretty sure they just call him Goldman.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's your real name.
No, oh, that's
nobody
oh.
calls you Goldman.
Not
otherwise,
here anyway.
You're fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they
tall
call me
otter
Totter for short.
They call you Totter, and then of course,
fox mask. Yeah, Flatty Patty. She's wearing her fox mask.
Right. So they call you Fax for short. So there's Totter and Fax, which is definitely not a 70s cop show. So you enter the room. It's full of diplomats and people of high society. Mm-hmm. The princes are both high elves. So you can pretty much tell that mostly everyone there is a high elf. You two are not. So you do stick out a little bit. But everyone's got that sort of pretentious feel to them. They're very tall. They're very thin. They're very graceful. You enter a large oval room. There's banquet tables on either side, or surrounding the walls. And at the very end of the room, which is the more pointed part of the oval, there is a balcony with the doors thrown open. There's a large chandelier hanging from the top of the ceiling. And everyone's kind of just milling about, just kind of catching up. No doubt talking about what evil they've laid over the land, you know, bragging about the oil they've put into the water stream.
Is this the only masquerade ball going on, or are there going to be, like, multiples over the next couple weeks?
This is the only one. This is the big one. This is, the celebratory lap.
So
this is the Q4.
I'm sure.
No, this is your first one.
Okay.
This is the only one we've been able to get to, period.
Exactly.
And they just let us in?
Yes, because you have obtained
got
legal
immunity.
Means. Exactly. Right. Yeah, so you were there. So you both enter. You see Prince...
You already forgot his name.
Horace. At the end of the room, talking up a couple diplomats. Mm-hmm. He's in very fine garb, so he's very noticeably himself, even though everyone is wearing masks. What do you do?
Quick question. Does anyone think we're here on behalf of Prince Vervornin?
Nobody knows your relationship with Prince Vornin.
Okay, great. Perfect. So it's very
secretive. I'm
going to
hit up the banquet table.
All right. So.
I'm just hungry.
Totter.
Oh, you forgot it.
Totter. I forgot it, as I constantly do. Totter and Fax.
I should.
Goldman Sachs. There we go. Totter, Fax, Goldman Sachs. That's what I always say.
And Flatty Patty.
So Goldman Sachs walks up to the table. There's a couple diplomats sharing stories about just general, like, how much better they are than everyone, and just politely laughing at each other. So you walk up to the fondue fountain. You grab some bread and you fill it with cheese and you eat some, and it's good.
Okay, I'm looking for a drink, so I'm going to grab a waiter and get a drink.
Sure, yes. A lowly wood elf comes skittering by with a tray of drinks and says,
drink, m'lady.
Oh, yes, of course. Please, thank you.
Please. It would please me so much if you took a drink from me.
All right, fucking weirdo.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your criticism.
Cool, piss off.
And he slinks off into the darkness.
I'm going to talk with one of the diplomats and then eventually just ask them on the dance floor.
Sure.
And so then I said, I don't give a damn what you say about the tax frauds because I couldn't care less.
You are charming. Care to dance?
Sorry. No, I think I'm good here. I'm sorry, who are you again? Why are you at this
party? They call me Totter.
Totter, interesting. And Totter, what are you interested in?
Well, you, for one.
Oh my goodness. That's very flattering. I am here with my wife, who I love very much.
Oh,
so,
really? Where's she?
She's flittering about, you know, to and fro as women do.
As they do.
I'm also misogynist. that's how you can tell I'm a bad guy. Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll, excuse myself. I see my friend, Barry over there. Oh, Barry, you old cat, come say hello. The diplomat walks off, kind of briskly, but he looks back over his shoulder. And
just sly wink.
Just no sly wink because they're no. He looks back over his shoulder, kind of nervously, and he walks back to the other side of the room.
Okay, I'm going to head out to the balcony, and on my way by, I'm going to accidentally brush into the prince.
Which prince?
What do you mean, which prince? Isn't only Horace is his name?
That is correct.
Okay. Wait, was that a test?
Prince Horace, it was a test. Not because I forgot.
Definitely not because you forgot.
All right, so you walk over past Horace, drink in hand. You're headed towards the balcony, but you brush right by him. You graze his clothes, but you realize maybe his cloak is rather large, so you were hoping to actually bump into him, but you end up just kind of grazing by his clothes, and he kind of just wisps around with wind, and then you take a pace by him before you realize that you have not made contact.
All right, then I'm gonna pull a hard turn and double into his group of people.
Like ramming speed, or you're going to try to?
No, I'm going to turn around and just get into his group of people and try to talk to him. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you turn around and you get in the group, and he's like, yes, I mean, with diplomacy as it is, I mean, who could care about the common man? Honestly, as long as they're lining my pockets.
That's such an interesting point of view, and you are so right. Has anyone ever told you that you just have the most beautiful eyes?
Yes, on several occasions people tell me that. I have many admirers, but thank you for stopping by. If you wouldn't mind, please leave us alone. We're attending to business.
Really quickly, though, I'm sure you're so busy. Have you seen that from your balcony you can see a farm? Just the poorest people down there, the most interesting sight.
I have, and I admire that view quite a bit. Nothing fills me with more glee than the sun rising over the backs of my hard laborers.
Have you seen what they're up to tonight, perchance?
Why do you ask? Tonight, in general?
I don't want to ruin it for you. You should really just come see it with your own eyes.
Okay, pardon me. If you'll excuse me, my gentleman, I must see what is happening out there.
As they go over to the balcony, I'm going to sneak next to him and just kind of lean up against the wall, like, outside of the balcony as they pass.
All right, so you're going over to the wall?
Yeah.
As they pass? Basically,
so at the balcony, where you've got that part that is, you know, supported by the floor, mm-hmm. I'm actually just going to ready a spell to blast, like, the support of the balcony so it just falls right off.
Okay. Got it. So you sneak over there, you ready your spell so that when he's on the balcony,
the whole
balcony falls?
Yeah.
The plan only, is to take out the balcony?
Only if Sam doesn't, you know, succeed in, you know, dumping him off the edge.
Okay.
As we walk out to the balcony, we're approaching the railing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I start to point, and instead I trip over the edge of my dress, and I look like I'm about to fall headlong off, and I reach back for him.
Whoa! Oh, my lady! He reaches out and he grabs your hand, and he keeps you from falling off.
And judo throw
him. Says,
and then I judo throw him off the balcony for sure.
You judo throw him.
No, I lean in close and I pull his lapel, and then I spin him and push him over.
All right. Fuck, dude.
Success?
More than that.
Super easy. GG, easy.
you grab him and you, with a quick flourish, you spin him around so that he's against the railing, and in one quick move, you grab the bottom of his legs and you tip him over the side. He goes wordlessly over the edge, and there's not a single scream to be heard. That's what happens.
All right.
That's
in that it. Case, I'm gonna run over and grab a Flatty Patty, and teleport us both away
into the night. Away we go. We succeed. We live forever.
Okay.
GGEZ.
So you run over and you grab and you teleport away.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like we should go get his ear, right?
Yeah, we'll teleport down.
Yeah, we gotta go to the body. We gotta get an ear.
Okay, so you're going down to the bottom of the tower. You're going to teleport there?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you run together, you grab each other, and then you teleport down to the bottom. Your teleport is swift, and you land right at the bottom. You could judge where
it is. He's still falling.
We, like, pass him on the way down.
You land right to where the body is. There is nothing on the ground.
Fuck.
Well, cover's blown.
Maybe. Maybe cover's blown. Where did he go?
What? Look around.
Look up. Is he up?
I guess. Yeah, we're looking around now.
You look up. You can see from the balcony above the body hanging from the edge where his grip had been on the bottom of the balcony. So over the rail, in between the slats, his fingers are holding onto the balcony.
I'm just going to magic missile his hand.
You go to launch a magic missile to make him drop. You rear back to launch your magic missile, but you feel it explode somehow as if you were sort to critically fail some sort of magic missile event. I'm not exactly sure how magic missile works, but let's say it backfires. You're both thrown to the ground. You don't feel any sort of pain, but you're knocked to the ground at least.
Well, okay. Crossbow time for you.
You're both on your back looking up. Somehow, inexplicably, you see the body of Prince Horus falling. But not in a falling sort of flailing motion, but more like a controlled dive.
We let go.
He let go, and his body appears to be coming closer to you.
I'm gonna cast sleep
on him.
He lands in between you guys in a superhero pose.
Oh, yikes!
You hear both of his legs break. He hits the ground hard, and whether or not he didn't know how to judge it, maybe it's the first time he's ever done this, but you hear both of his knees snap out of their sockets and his legs shatter.
Oh,
he screams out. Any cool that he had when he was diving down Neo style is immediately gone as he starts wailing on the floor. Do you still do? What were you going to do?
I'm going to jump on him, I guess, yeah, and slit his throat. I got like a dagger in my thigh sheath.
All right, you jump on him in order to slit his throat. You jump over to him, and you misjudge his robes, and you, instead of landing on top of him, put your weight down on one of his silky garments, which slips out from under you. You're on your back once again.
Yikers.
Lying next to him.
Per usual.
I think, yeah, I'm just gonna go sleep. I'm just gonna go for the sleep spell.
You're gonna go to sleep?
No, not.
All right, Keith is gonna take a nap. He's had a long day.
We're gonna put him to sleep.
You're gonna put him to sleep.
Yep.
Okay.
Forever.
All right, casting your sleep spell, you create a fine mist that encompasses him, and his screams tend to they fall off, and you could tell that he's in a deep sleep.
All right, cool. We're going to saw his head off.
I mean, I think we teleport away with him first. Like,
why do we want him alive? We're supposed to kill him.
We're supposed to get rid of him.
Where are we going to take him?
Anywhere else.
You hear...
It's not like he can get away.
Noise coming from the balcony.
Uh-oh,
and you see two pinpricks of heads leaning over the balcony, both of them shouting and pointing.
Like, hey, he fell!
It would appear that the guards have taken notice.
Yeah, I'm going to call up to him. Help us, please. He fell. He's hurt real bad.
And then...
Mister?
Snap his neck.
And then we're going to bludgeon him with a rock.
They're shouting something, but you can't hear what it is.
Please, come help, quick.
They're waving over somebody you can see, and they're pointing down. Somebody else looks over, and then in a flash, they're gone.
Teleport away immediately.
We teleport away. Oh yeah, we should take him with us.
Yeah, taking him with us.
He teleports in next to you.
Oh
yeah. You can tell it's a high elf mage, and he's ready for combat. You guys are still teleporting out.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes, but only with his head.
We're gonna separate his head from his body.
Okay.
So it's us two and a head.
So you're making a conscious effort to teleport with just his head.
Well, and we are leaving town. Like it's going to be a full teleport.
We're going far away.
I'm using level 9 spot.
We're going back where we came from.
Level 20 wizard.
You grab onto his head and you look up. Do you say something cool to the mage?
Fuck nope. You!
Or, I mean, actually, what's the neighboring kingdom that's not of the prince?
Your call.
No, because that'll make him a martyr. We're not supposed to do that.
Not making a martyr for this town. Now it's a martyr where the current prince can say, we shall get revenge on this other country.
Oh, neighboring kingdom's going to be Flarpington. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Flarpington.
So you got to head back to Flarpington.
Like, Lord Flarpington sends his regards, and then we're gone.
Not Lord Flarpington.
Yeah, he's the Lord of Flarpington.
Yeah, Lord of Flarpington. Not Lord of Flarpington. Jesus Christ.
It's a hereditary post.
What do you think, Lord Huron is the Lord of Huron? That's crazy. You grab his head and you begin to teleport away. Right before you do, you see the high elf mage waving his arms in circles, encircling you with his fingers.
Uh-oh. I mean, we're still going to try.
Do you feel like a bag of sand?
We still got to try.
You teleport.
No, wait. I'm going to throw my... I have a throwing knife. I'm going to throw it at him to distract him.
Okay. Well, he's still doing the circling, but you can throw your knife. You throw your knife, and it hits him in the side. You can tell that it has kept him from casting his full spell, but he is not mortally wounded. You teleport away over the border of Flarpington with Prince Horace's head in tow. It's bleeding everywhere. It's a huge fucking mess. You rejoice.
Perfect.
You did it, basically. You do look down and you see a green circle lightly encompassing both of you in the air.
I mean, probably going for another teleport immediately.
We should go to the castle and put his head on a pike so they think for sure that they did it.
The high elf mage teleports in behind you.
Oh no!
You realize that this green circle is some sort of tracking device. Teleportation may not be the best way to escape.
In that case, I'm going to banish him.
You're going to banish him?
Banish him.
To the Shadow Realm, Jimbo?
Anything.
All right. So you perform a banish spell. I think you have to banish him to someplace, though.
Yeah, we'll go Elemental Plane of Fire.
Elemental Plane of Fire. That's pretty good.
I agree.
Very fair-skinned.
He won't be for long. Fair-skinned?
Sure.
Yeah.
You
that's
can say
when
white.
You're like... Sure, I... But... Okay, yeah, that's
you
fine.
You have fair skin. I have fair skin.
Got it.
Keith has fair skin.
You attempt to banish him to the Shadow Realm,
no,
Jimbo.
Oh, no, Keith.
Unfortunately, you teleport the head of the prince to the Fire Realm instead.
Well, that's gone forever.
All right.
You feel bad, man.
I don't.
Feels
anything
real
bad, else?
Man.
Sam, this is... Kill the guy.
The high elf waves his hand in a magical manner
kill
and he
him.
Says...
No, I'm going to kick him in the face.
Death only begets death.
No, I'm going to kick him in the face.
He does his thing first.
Oh, no.
But it doesn't happen.
Okay.
So your turn.
So I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay.
And I'm so strong, I'm going to kick his head off. Did I fucking do it?
You kick your foot out crane style like your... what's the ninja movie?
Bruce Lee?
No. What's the big one? With Ralph Macchio.
What?
Ralph Macchio, the ninja.
Ralph Macchio.
Fucking movie. God, what? Wax on, wax off.
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid.
That's not
Jesus
ninjas.
Fuck. Okay, whatever.
What
close enough.
What is wrong with you?
So like Karate Kid, you get like in crane clothes up on that
Miyagi?
Log or whatever.
Is that what you were
it's
trying
kinda,
to
say? No. I was trying to say Karate Kid. Okay. You then swing your foot around and you connect with his face. It does like that slow-mo thing where you can like see his bones moving in his face. You kick his head clear off of his body. And
I fucking did it.
Somehow using the channeled power of each other, since you kind of tap into each other's powers, you banish his head into the eternal realm of fire.
I was
it
gonna
knocks
do that next anyways.
The prince's
fucking
head
go.
Out, and that returns back. So the prince's head is
still a little singed.
It's a little sin, sure, but it's definitely his head. So it comes zooming back into your plane of existence, but it starts rolling down the hill.
I mean, I think we actually just leave it. We don't need it as proof. We just need it, like, we leave it on the border of Flarpington, right near New Flarpington, you know, that area where there's the valley.
Well, you know, they're, what's the word? The thing when you...
Karate Kid.
Make other people go away.
Banish.
Vanish?
Chen.
I mean, and I'm actually just gonna...
I don't know.
Yeah, then we dispel the...
it's a racist thing.
Geez. Oh, interesting.
Wow,
we got gentrification.
Genocide?
There it is. Oh. Okay. They're gentrifying. I couldn't remember the word gentrify. Fuck.
Yeah, no, and then, you know, dispel the tracking circle around us. And
oh, that's gone, because the dude had his head knocked clear off his fucking body.
And then we're going to, you know, get a complete change of things.
So you're not going to take the head?
No, I would.
I feel like we should take the head. He's going to want proof. I'll go after the head.
Okay. It's rolling down the hill in like a comical fashion. It's like kind of bouncing off rocks. So what do you do?
I'm going to sigh and like lift up my skirts and jog after it.
You're just going to trot after it?
Yeah,
all right, let's see. You do.
Okay,
it looks kind of silly. Yeah, you get it. There's a couple leaves and stuff on it.
Right.
But you just brush those off and you're good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Well, in that case, let's go, you know.
We should deliver it.
I don't think we should.
Let's cut his ear off.
I disagree. I don't think we should deliver it. I think it's a...
The other prince is going to ask for proof, so we're cutting his ear off.
I mean, the proof is that the guy's...
The proof is in the pudding.
Like... If we bring it back, we're only going to make it... If it's possible that... You know, we effectively made him a martyr in terms of, like, the king being able to go against New Flarpington.
I mean, there were a fuck ton of witnesses, too, so we don't need it. We're going back to where we came from. Yeah. We're going back to Prince of Bruins.
Like, the biggest
wind.
Thing...
Going back to Prince Garden.
Okay. Bury the head in an unmarked plot. That way, no one can resurrect it.
Okay.
And...
That's something that happens.
I'm with him, sure. Yeah. I'm into that.
And that way there's no chance of him coming back. And actually, I'm just going to banish it to the Realm of Fire as well, because that's even
You're going to do
better.
It again.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think the head needs to be a place so people know that it was the prince who died and not some other person. Otherwise, he could be a prince in hiding. I don't like it.
I mean, we bury it, and then the king can try and can hire us again to go find it. So that he can put in it for a state funeral.
Oh, double up. Oh, we are crooks. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're leaving him.
All right. You're leaving him there. All right. So you're going back to Prince Varnon?
Yep.
Yep. I mean, we're changing first. And, you know, it's a whole road trip montage. Like,
sure. All right.
Getting on the inn. Lots of fun times.
We make sure that
I like to. Okay, great. Two different songs.
Yours was dumb.
All right. They're all good songs. I may just play all three of them over top of each other right now. All right, you returned back to Prince Vernon.
Not his name?
Not his name.
He's one of quadruplets. All three of them rule.
Yes, Prince Vor.
He's a little annoyed. That Yikes. You just straight killed him and basically made him a martyr, but he agrees with your plan that you can salvage it by, you know, acting
unifying
like...
Unifying the land and
yes,
act of vengeance.
We need to... He was an evil man, but he didn't deserve to die like that.
And also,
we will all
Flarpington.
Work together.
Fuck Flarpington.
You're in Flarpington.
No, we're not in Flarpington.
No,
that's the neighboring one.
So you were in Flarpington.
No, we went to the border of Flarpington.
To leave the head.
The border of Flarpington and the bad,
you
know.
You should have drawn
My mistake.
Maps.
I did.
I did.
It's a big circle with a line down
and
the middle.
And you see Flarpington is on the outside.
You're right. Sorry.
Flarpington's like over here.
That's the neighboring.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's why we took
We're
it over there.
We're blaming it on Flarpington.
He congratulates you on a job well done.
Perfect.
And he says,
Nailed it.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, buds.
Anytime.
And then you guys have a cold one.
Hooray!
Hey.
All right, you did it. Mission complete. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. This is the end of the podcast.
Closing time.
Time to actually close the podcast. Then the podcast will... Okay, should we go out on that?
No, it's
no.
Yeah,
it's
we
too
should
late.
Probably.
No.
Just
Acapella's
get the
better.
Stuff from the beginning and, you know, put that in again at the end.
I think
just
we
loop
probably
it.
Should.
Like on a loop.
Yeah. It. Is there a way to make this podcast like
is there a way
it's
to
10
make
hours
this,
long?
Is there a way to erase this from my memory for the rest of my life? Jesus.
No, actually, the way is do you guys want to see Miss Bala?
No.
All right, here it is. Is everyone ready? We're all going to do it. We know the words. I wrote the words down right here in front of you. So let's all sing them at the same time. Not yet, but right after this. And then here we go.
I'm in hell.
2, 1.
Closing time. Time to close the podcast. And then the podcast will be over. Closing time.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, now you choose to do that? All right. Bye.